This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. I'm Dustin Huffman. Well, as we look ahead, the Iowa legislative session is officially underway, bringing new opportunities to address key issues across the state. The Iowa Department of Agriculture and Land Stewardship has outlined its priorities for this year, focusing on initiatives to support Iowa's farmers, protect natural resources, and strengthen the state's agricultural economy. These efforts aim to ensure continued growth and sustainability in Iowa's vital ag sector. We'll talk with Iowa Ag Secretary Mike Nagg. That's coming up next.
As the world's markets change, so does the future of Iowa's soybean crop. The Iowa Soybean Association invites you to the Farm Forward event on Monday, February 3rd in Des Moines. Hear from experts about the evolving landscape of the soybean industry and how global and domestic shifts will impact your farm in the years ahead. Stay informed, make smart decisions, and position your operation for success. Register today at iasoybeans.com.
I sat down this morning with Iowa Ag Secretary Mike Nagg to talk about some of the things that they are looking at from IDAL's standpoint in this 2025 legislative session. There's a broad overview of topics that would benefit Iowans across the board.
You know, I'm really excited about this session. I think it really kicked off on a high note with the governor, her condition of the state address, really laying out a bold agenda, a lot of which included some things that will benefit, well, all Iowans, but certainly rural Iowans, things like focusing on childcare and health care and making sure we've got quality education all across the state, trying to continue to, play a leadership role when it comes to being a place that people want to come and move a family and start a business, keeping taxes low, high quality of living. You know, those are the types of things that we need to be thinking about in the broader sense, the legislature.
Livestock health will again be a top priority for IDALs in this legislative session. We've been fighting H5N1 for a few years now, and with the disease jumping the species barrier last year, it's a bigger issue. However, Nagg says we can't let our guard down against other threats to our livestock as well.
We're asking for some support for our work around foreign animal disease, response and preparedness. You know, we've been dealing with IPATH, avian influenza, the last 3 years, but also trying to stay proactive on things like African swine fever and foot and mouth disease. And that work just never ends. And we keep doing more and more. And so we need the support to do that. So we'll have a strong ask for our work around supporting the animal industries.
As always, water quality and nutrient reduction remain a key priority going into the new year.
Always wanting to continue our momentum on water quality and soil conservation. Set another record last year. 3 years in a row for soil conservation work getting done in the state of Iowa. And that only happens because we've got the ability to invest in that, put the people on the ground to do the work. So we'll continue to ask for strong water quality and soil conservation budgets as well.
And finally, the Choose Iowa program continues to gain momentum, and Nagg talks about the growth they've seen just since the beginning of the new year.
You and I know have talked about our Choose Iowa programming. But really, we're gonna go to the next level when it comes to Choose Iowa. We're pushing 175 members now today. That's up from just 150 at the end of December. So nearly every day we're adding members and a lot of exciting things happening there. So we'll ask for some continued support and an increase, in fact, for Choose Iowa.
Nagg says there are great opportunities to support our farmers and rural communities and to make them thrive so we can keep them vital for the next generation to succeed. We'll have more with Iowa Ag Secretary Mike Nagg in the coming days. For Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Dustin Huffman. Have yourself a great day.